This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday, March wheat ended the week at 5.02¾. That was down a nickel. May wheat ended at 5.06¾, down 5¾. July wheat ended at 5.11½, down 5½. March corn on Friday ended the week at 3.70. That was down 1½. May corn ended at 378.5, down 1½. July corn ended at 386, and that was down 1¾. March soybeans on Friday ended at 961, that was down 7¼. May beans ended at 967¾, down 7. July beans ended at 972¾, down 7. March soybean meal on Friday ended the week at $329.90, down 80. May meal ended at $324, down 66. And July meal ended at $321.80, down 62. March soybean oil ended the week at $30. That was up 46. May oil ended at $30.24, up 46. July oil ended at $30.46, up 45. And March oats on Friday ended the week at 275.5, down 7. May oats ended at 280, and that was down 6¾. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Friday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 1 to 2 at 340 to 359. Soybean bids were 5 to 6 cents lower at 909 to 948. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 2 to 3 cents at 340 to 361. And soybean bids were 7 cents lower at 936 to 961. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 cents at 346 to 364, soybean bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 940 to 966, and the wheat bids dropped 5 to 6 cents at 414 to 475. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 cents lower at 958 to 976, basis steady ranging from 3 under to 15 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $349.90 up to $364.90 per ton. That was down at even $8, with basis steady at 20 to 35 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents lower at $358 to $375, with basis steady range from 12 under to 5 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents higher at $358 to $365. Basis up 4 to 6 cents on Friday at 12 to 5 under the March. Soybeans down 9 to 12 cents at $965 to $971, with basis down 2 to 5 cents at 4 to 10 over the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at $377 to $378. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 6 to 9 cents, with quotations at 9.91 to 9.95. Soft red winter wheat down 5 at 5.03 to 5.08, and the Milo 2 cents lower on Friday at 4.44 to 4.45. Contract bids to producers for our new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 3.52 to 3.71. New crop soybean bids 887 up to 906. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 356 to 371. New crop soybean bids at 908 to 921. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 357 to 371. New crop soybean bids at 890 up to 918, with the wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois. They range from $4.65 up to an even $5. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, February hogs ended the week at $67.47, down $1.07. April hogs ended at $72.25, that was down $0.95. May hogs ended at $80.45, up $1.02. February cattle on Friday ended the week at 154.85, up $1.32. April cattle 152.27, up $1.77. June cattle 144.62, up $1.20. March feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at 205.20, up $1.62. April feeders ended at 205.40, up $1.20. May feeders ended at 206.12, up $1.42. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. I'm Bob Rees with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 30th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.52 lower in the range of $55 to $67, with a weighted average carcass price of $65.38. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to weaker on the lighter sows, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 35 to 40, 4 to 5 weights 38 to 42, 5 to 6 weights 39 to 44, and 6 weights and up 40 to 45. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $43 to $47. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,932 head. And now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had a special feeder cattle sale with receipts totaling 2,344 head. Starting with feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 weights for 273 to 316, 5 weights were 254 to 294, 6 weights were 209 to 254. And moving on to feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 234 to 260, 5 weights were 224 to 250, and 6 weights were 191 to 221. They also had some feeder bulls. 4 weights were 278 and 5 weights were 247. Now on to the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 308 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 158.25 to 163. Choice slaughter steers, or choice slaughter Holstein steers, 143 to 149.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 158.75 to 162.50. On to the slaughter cows, premium, high dressing, 141 to 149.50. Breakers, 120 to 122. Boners, 110 to 114. And leans, 88 to 92. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 156 to 161.50, and on a dress basis, 252 to 254. Heifers on a live basis traded at 156 to 161, and on a dress basis, 251 to 254. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 304 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 78.33, and that was 3 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses 242.44, that was 215 lower, with select carcasses at 235.74, that was 260 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 105,000. That compared to 108,000 last week and 113,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000. That compared to 419,000 last week and 414,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Rees with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Our farm news on this Monday morning, with the start of 2015, the implementation phase of the Pork Checkoff's new strategic plan is underway. Kevin Watke, Pork Checkoff Vice President of Communications, says the entire past year was spent evaluating the strengths and opportunities for improvement within the pork industry.
What we created in that process is a new mission and a new vision for the National Pork Board. The strategic plan is really focused on three aspects, and they encompass people, pigs, and the planet. People from the important aspect of nutrition and food safety, and also worker safety for the farmers who are, you know, creating the essence of the pork industry on their farms. The pigs aspect is really focused on animal welfare and the conditions in which the animals are raised, and understanding that we need to build transparency into the system, because consumers are asking about the metrics and the animal welfare aspects of pork production. And then planet really focuses on environmental sustainability and the use of, by farmers, of technology that is in play every day on the farm that improves the environmental aspect of our entire industry.
And for more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to www.pork.org, or you can phone 800-456-PORK. The World Resources Institute recently released a report that criticizes biofuels. Growth Energy CEO Tom Bui says the report repackages old, previously debunked food and fuel and indirect land use change myths in attempts to discredit an American success story. Bui says the criticism is based on the limited assumption that the United States and the rest of the world must choose between a cleaner, healthier environment resulting from renewable transportation fuels and an adequate, affordable food supply. Without the biofuels industry and its impact on the farm economy, he says the United States might be producing less food in order to control the expansion of surplus stocks and assist payments to farmers. Bui says the WRI fails to note the United States has produced record corn crops for the past 2 years, and corn prices have fallen dramatically. It also fails to credit U.S. ethanol production results in co-products that displace the need for other livestock feed crops, reducing the net acreage for ethanol production to about 17.5% of total corn acreage, according to Bui. National Corn Growers Association Corn Board member Keith Alverson says ethanol is a very efficient energy source, representing a 40% net energy gain. Alverson says there is more than enough corn to meet demands for food, fuel, feed, and fiber. A new study released by the International Service for the Acquisition of Agrobiotech Applications, titled Global Status of Commercialized Biotech GM Crops 2014, says 18 million farmers in 28 countries are growing biotech crops on 448 million acres. Food and Agriculture for the Biotechnology Industry Organization Executive Vice President Kathleen Enright says GM crop technology is a critical food production tool, increasing yields and efficiencies for farmers and enabling them to produce food more sustainably for a growing global population. The report says that since 1996, global adoption of biotech crops has seen 18 years of consecutive growth and a more than 100-fold increase. Ms. Enright says BIO supports farmer choice to plant the seeds that work best for their operations. She says 18 million farmers around the world are testament to the benefits they are realizing through the adoption of agricultural biotechnology. Meeting Place reports the Environmental Integrity Project, Center for Food Safety, HSUS, Clean Wisconsin, Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, and Association of Irritated Residents filed a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency this past week. The lawsuit seeks injunctive and declaratory relief for EPA's failure to answer a 2011 legal petition, as required by law, asking EPA to use its authority under the Clean Water Act regarding concentrated animal feeding operations, CAFOs. The organizations are asking the U.S. District Court in Washington to find the EPA in violation of federal law for not responding to the petition, to compel EPA to provide a response and award the plaintiffs attorney fees and other reasonable expenses that they have sustained so far. This week, cattle producers from across the country will enjoy top-notch general session speakers, a number of educational sessions, and industry organizational meetings It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio. And for more information, you can visit beefusa.org. Join Angela Besh for the afternoon farm show today on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangie.